Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in our occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 1 and Chapter 13. The manner of the narrative concerning Thaddeus is as follows. The divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ became famous among all men because of his wonder-working power, and led to him myriads, even of those who in foreign lands were far remote from Judea, in the hope of healing from diseases and from all kinds of suffering. In this way, King Abgar, the celebrated monarch of the nations beyond the Euphrates, perishing from terrible suffering in his body, beyond human power to heal, when he heard much of the name of Jesus and of the miracles attested unanimously by all men, became his suppliant, and sent to him by the bearer of a letter, asking to find relief from his disease. Jesus did not give heed to his request at the time, yet vouchsafed him a letter of his own, promising to send one of his disciples for the cure of his disease, and for the salvation alike of himself and of all his relations. Nor were the terms of his promise long in being fulfilled. After his resurrection from the dead and return into heaven, Thomas, one of the 12 apostles, was divinely moved to send to Edessa Thaddeus, who was himself reckoned among the number of the 70 disciples, as herald and evangelist of the teaching about Christ, and through him all the terms of our Savior's promise received fulfillment. There is also documentary evidence of these things taken from the archives at Edessa, which was at that time a capital city. At least in the public documents there, which contain the things done in antiquity, and at the time of Abgar, these things too are found preserved from that time to this. But there is nothing equal to hearing the letters themselves, which we have extracted from the archives, and when translated from the Syriac, they are verbally as follows. A copy of a letter written by Abgar, the toparch, to Jesus, and sent to him to Jerusalem by the courier Ananias. Abgar, Ucama, the toparch, to Jesus, the good Savior, who has appeared in the district of Jerusalem, greeting. I have heard concerning you and your cures, how they are accomplished by you without drugs and herbs. For, as the story goes, you make the blind recover their sight, the lame walk, and you cleanse lepers and cast out unclean spirits and demons, and you cure those who are tortured by long disease, and you raise dead men. And when I heard all these things concerning you, I decided that it is one of the two, either that you are God and came down from heaven to do these things, or are a son of God for doing these things. For this reason I write to beg you to hasten to me, and to heal the suffering which I have. Moreover, I heard that the Jews are mocking you, and wish to ill-treat you. Now I have a city very small and venerable, which is enough for both. The reply from Jesus to Abgar the toparch, by the courier Ananias. Blessed art thou who didst believe in me, not having seen me, for it is written concerning me that those who have seen me will not believe on me, and that those who have not seen me will believe and live. Now concerning what you wrote to me to come to you, I must first complete here all for which I was sent, and after thus completing it, be taken up to him who sent me, and when I have been taken up, I will send to you one of my disciples to heal your suffering and give life to you and those with you. To these letters, the following is further appended in the Syriac. Now after the ascension of Jesus, Judas, who is also Thomas, sent Thaddeus to him as an apostle, being one of the 70, and he came and stayed with Tobias, the son of Tobias. Now when news of him was heard, it was reported to Abgar that an apostle of Jesus has come here, as he wrote to you. So Thaddeus began, in the power of God, to heal every disease and weakness, so that all marveled. And when Abgar heard the great and wonderful deeds which he was doing, and how he was working cures, he began to suspect that this was he of whom Jesus had written, saying, When I have been taken up, I will send you one of my disciples who will heal your suffering. So he summoned Tobias, with whom Thaddeus was staying, and said, I hear that a certain man of power has come and is staying in your house. Bring him to me. And Tobias came to Thaddeus and said to him, The toparch, Abgar, summoned me and bade me bring you to him in order to heal him. And Thaddeus said, I will go up, since I have been miraculously sent to him. So Tobias rose up early the next day, and taking Thaddeus came to Abgar. Now as he went up, while the king's magnates were standing present, as soon as he entered, a great vision appeared to Abgar on the face of the apostle Thaddeus. And when Abgar saw this, he did reverence to Thaddeus, and wonder held all who were standing by, for they had not seen the vision which appeared only to Abgar. And he asked Thaddeus, Are you of a truth a disciple of Jesus, the Son of God, who said to me, I will send you one of my disciples who will heal you and give you life? And Thaddeus said, Since you have had great faith in him who sent me, I was sent to you for this reason. And again, if you believe in him, the request of your heart shall be to you as you believe. And Abgar said to him, I have such belief in him as to have wished to take force and destroy the Jews who crucified him, had I not been prevented from this by the Roman Empire. And Thaddeus said, Our Lord has fulfilled the will of his Father, and after fulfilling it, has been taken up to the Father. And Abgar said to him, I too have believed on him and on his Father. And Thaddeus said, For this cause I put my hand on you in his name. And when he did this, immediately he was healed from the disease and the sufferings he had. And Abgar wondered that just as he had heard concerning Jesus, so he had in fact received through his disciple Thaddeus, who cured him without drugs and herbs. And not only him, but also Abdus, the son of Abdus, who had the gout. For he too came and fell at his feet and received his prayer at his hands and was healed. And the same Thaddeus healed many others of their fellow citizens, performing many wonderful deeds and preaching the word of God. And after this, Abgar said, O Thaddeus, it is by the power of God that you do these things, and we ourselves have wondered. But in addition to this, I beg you, explain to me concerning the coming of Jesus, how it happened, and concerning his power, and by what power he did these things of which I have heard. And Thaddeus said, I will now be silent, but since I was sent to preach the word, summon me for me tomorrow an assembly of all your citizens, and I will preach before them, and sow in them the word of life, both concerning the coming of Jesus, how it happened, and concerning his mission, and for what reason he was sent by the Father, and concerning his power and his deeds and the mysteries which he spoke in the world, and by what power he did these things, and concerning his new preaching, and concerning his lowliness and humiliation, and how he humbled himself and put aside and made little his divinity, and was crucified, and descended into Hades, and rent the partition which had not been rent from the beginning of the world, and raised the dead, and he went down alone, but with a great multitude did he go up to his Father. So Abgar commanded his citizens to assemble in the morning, and to hear the preaching of Thaddeus. And after this he ordered him to be given gold and plate, but he did not receive it, saying, If we have left our own things, how shall we take those of others? These things were done in the 340th year. Let this valuable and literal translation from the Syriac suffice me for the present. Here ends book 1 and chapter 13, and with this chapter, this ends book 1. Let's move on to the notes and commentary. In this chapter, Eusebius relays a tradition about the ministry of Thaddeus, which had been anticipated in book 1 and chapter 12. Thaddeus in book 1 and chapter 12 is suggested to have been one of the 70 apostles or disciples mentioned in Luke 10. It's interesting that Thaddeus is associated with the 70 and not with the 12, although the name Thaddeus appears in the list of the 12. You can look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 3. But here he describes this ministry of Thaddeus, and he describes Thaddeus as one of the 70. And Thaddeus's ministry, described in this chapter, involves him taking the gospel to a king, Abgar, who is described as the celebrated monarch of the nations beyond the Euphrates. Not only does he take the gospel to him, but he also heals him and others. Eusebius claims to have taken this information from Syriac documents that were taken from the archives at Edessa, the capital city of Abgar and his kingdom. They include a letter supposedly sent by Abgar to Jesus, asking him for healing, and this letter was carried by a courier named Ananias. And he also cites a reply letter, supposedly from Jesus himself, by the same courier, in which Jesus promises to send to Abgar one of his disciples after he is taken up. This material, it seems, is clearly legendary and late, although interestingly enough, Eusebius seems to accept it as authentic. If it had been authentic, it would obviously be the only extant written material that we have from Jesus of Nazareth. It also includes a report that after Christ's ascension, Judas or Thomas, one of the 12, sent Thaddeus to Abgar, and Thaddeus arriving in the kingdom of Abgar heals him, and he heals some of Abgar's other subjects, and he also assembles them together and preaches to them about Jesus, and he gives a little interesting summary of his understanding of the life of Jesus, including his crucifixion and resurrection. Then Eusebius ends the chapter by noting that these things happened in the 340th year. A note from the translator Kirsip Lake explains that by the 340th year, he likely meant the 340th year of the Edessene era, which would have begun in 310 BC. And this would date Thaddeus's mission to Abgar as taking place in AD 30. And there's some question here about whether the Eusebius and other early Christians understood, I think, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus to have taken place in AD 30. And there's some conflicting information from other church fathers on this precise date. And obviously, we can't discern it with absolute precision from the Gospels themselves. Again, it seems that Eusebius is interested, obviously, in the history of early Christianity, particularly how it spread outside of Judea. It is curious that he does accept this material, non-biblical material, and seems to accept it as being accurate, although, obviously, as I've said, I think moderns would be much more skeptical about the historicity of this material. It seems to be late and certainly doesn't seem to match up with, correspond as closely as one might like with some of the material in the New Testament. But this ends now book one, and hopefully we will move on soon to begin a read through and notes and commentary upon book two. Till then, take care and God bless.